Foundations of Western Civilization, Lecture 2. The Hebrew Bible, Overview and Genesis.
In our last lecture, we talked about the structure of the course as a whole, and then focused on the Near Eastern and Egyptian context in which our story begins. Now we're ready to begin the story itself by focusing on the Hebrew Bible, and in particular on Genesis, the book of origins. And such it is. Not only does it chronicle the origins of human beings, but if any one work were to be designated as the foundation text for Western culture, the Hebrew Bible and the Torah in particular would be it. There is, without question, no other book that has come close to influencing Western culture so profoundly. No other single book. Not even close. And there is no book that has been so closely studied. In pious Jewish tradition, every letter of the book is part of the divine name. The reason that in Hebrew the vowels are not included in the text, but are written a series of dots and dashes above and below the letters, is because the Bible itself is so sacred. To tamper with those letters by inserting vocalizations in the body of the text is to violate something which is in itself of overpowering sanctity. That's in one tradition, but in any Western tradition, the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, the Torah especially, the first five books, is of absolutely central importance. Because it states a problem, and because it gives a series of answers to that problem. And the problem is simply this: things aren't right. What do you mean things aren't right? Well, do you get what you want? Do things turn out the way they should? Do good things always happen to good people? Is everything exactly the way you want it in all respects? Don't we die? Don't we suffer? Isn't the world a rough place? Things aren't right. And it provides the answer. How can we make them right? What can we do about it? What, if anything? To look into the answers that the Hebrew Bible proposes, we'll start with the creation. Start at the beginning. There are, in fact, in the Bible, two different accounts of the creation in the first three books of Genesis. One, according to German scholars of the 19th century, is in what's called the Yahwistic account, or as it's often called, J, and is the oldest stratum in the Torah, dating from about, 1000 BCE, 980 BCE, from the time of King David. The other, a priestly account, or P, written after an event which we'll talk about more later on, the conquest of Jerusalem, the destruction of the temple, the exile of the Jews to Babylon, and finally, miraculously as it seemed at the time, their return. The priestly account, which is the more sophisticated and by about 400 or 500 years, the later of the two, introduces in unmistakable terms two very, very distinctive ideas. Monotheism goes without saying by this point, but it introduces also creation, as the saying goes, a nihilo, out of nothing. And it introduces very, very interestingly creation by the word, by speech.